Silas?
Yes, sir. That's me.
Sir, wasn't sure what happened there.
Neither am I, so that's why I thought I'd just give you a call right back.
Yeah, perfect.
But what were you saying?
My question is, what exactly does your company do for me? Is it just Google, or is it all across everything?
It's all across everything. So we do a whole package deal for you. We implement everything that Google looks for you in order to rank you higher than an individual company. So we'd be placing you on the front page of Google, getting your website attached to that listing. That way your consumers have something to land on when they doing a search for your services. We would also
Playing with it since Friday. I'm playing with it since Friday. It's not showing up very well at all.
Yeah, and that's something that we can do for you. I mean, we've been doing this for 17 years, but not only would we place it on the front page of Bing of Google for you, we get it on the front page of Bing, which is owned by Microsoft, and then we would also link to help your ranking. We would link you into 60 online directories that are very popular in your area as well. But that's also going to help your ranking because these are directories Google indexes daily. Now, what we're also going to be providing for you is going to be programming your company to show up into the mobile devices. And that's because nowadays everybody's doing internet searches from their cell phones and the location's always changing whenever they're traveling. So what we're going to do is mobily optimize your business. That way you do appear to show up from anybody searching from any iPhone, any Android. And we also cover you on all tablets out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, we literally cover all of your bases.
And what does this cost me?
This last time we spoke, I was able to quote you with a 50% discount. I was able to get you in at $299. That is discounted down from $599, and I waived the entire programming fee.
Okay. So if I say yes, do that, then what's my next step? $299. And how long is that $299 for?
Well, it's going to be locked in at that discounted rate. It would never go up on you. So it'd be $299 month in and month out on a month per month basis.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. But we do offer
the contract
services.
It's not a contract, but it's monthly.
Well, it's a two-month. To start off with, Mickey, it's a two-month verbal agreement, and then moving forward monthly after that, it is monthly with no contracts.
Okay. I'm just trying to, you and I, Tyler, quite honestly, we've spoken so many damn times over the last few months. I'm just trying to piece it back together. So I'm asking you the same questions I've asked you. So believe me, I don't have a retention problem normally, but I'm just trying to make sure. That's all.
No, absolutely. So, that's definitely going to be something that we make work for you, Mickey. I can tell you that.
Cool.
Okay.
So what's the next step? You send something over to him. I need to fill out. What happened?
So what I would have to do is I just need like 4 or 5 more minutes of your time here just to verify some information about your company online to make sure that we have everything accurate here. And then I would set you up for what we call our client interview. That's when you sit down with our certified technicians and they'd be going over the keyword content with you, the service areas that we're programming you to work in, and just asking you a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure we're representing you properly. Okay.
Sure.
But I'm just going to start off with the business information, Mickey. Now, the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 225-397-2887, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
Yes, that's actually the number on the website right now.
Perfect. And then also, for the account purpose, well, we have to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's what gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located. I found the address listed for you as 6630 Legion Road. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
That's my home address, but that's also where my LLC is registered.
Okay, so if that's where your LLC is registered, a home-based business, we're never going to showcase that for the public to see. That will be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way, consumers know the area that you're located, that you'd be coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know turn-by-turn directions to where you live, of course.
Gotcha.
Okay, and the zip code, just to verify that so I have it correctly, I found it at 70776.
That's correct.
Perfect. And then for the account purposes, what's your last name, Mickey?
Chauncey, C-H-A-U-N-C-Y.
And then the last time we did speak, you did tell me that you go by Mickey, but your first name is Michael, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And on the website and everything, it's notated as Michael.
Perfect. Okay. And then what is the actual domain for the website?
It's www.legionhomeinspection.com.
Oh, wow. They did a good job for you. Absolutely. Okay. And then also, and then what are your hours?
Page?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Absolutely.
Yeah, I got you.
Mm-hmm. And then the, what are you, and then what, when you're finished with a job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients?
Actually, through my Spectoro, you're familiar with Spectoro, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Through Spectoro, I can, I can take credit card payments, PayPal. Actually, I don't take pay. I hadn't set up PayPal. So check cash, Well, I'm drawing a blank. Venmo. I think PayPal is actually the only thing I hadn't set up yet.
Okay, okay. And anything is adjustable. I'm glad you told me that because anything is adjustable, or you can change or add anything onto the account. So if you do get if you do get the PayPal account added, you just got to give me a call or client support. I give you a number to reach us directly each and every time you try to call in. That way, we can get anything changed for you immediately if it needs to be done. Okay.
Honestly, PayPal. It seems like in my market here, PayPal just isn't that big of a deal any longer. Is that something that I'm missing? I mean, I can throw it in there easily.
Yeah,
I just hadn't had anybody ask for it, and it just seems like everything is Cash App.
Venmo.
What's the
Cash
App
that
we always use
on?
Cash App. Yeah, Cash App or Venmo is primary.
I hear you.
But,
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, like I said, if you do get somebody that wants to pay with a PayPal account, or if need be in the future, just let us know if you want us to add that in as a method of payment. We can do that for you.
Okay.
And then as far as your hours of operation go, Mickey, for the business, you operate at Monday through Friday and Monday through Saturday. How does that work?
I have it set up Monday through Friday, 8 to 6 is what I have posted in the Google right now.
Monday through and then close completely Saturdays and Sundays?
Unless requested. I mean, if I got somebody that's in a pickle, you know, if they got an issue, I don't have any issues working on the weekend. But generally, my posted hours on my website is 8 to 6. Monday to
Friday. Okay, gotcha. Perfect. Perfect. All righty. And then also, if we would have to get a hold of you, Mickey, in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
Generally, it's probably easier to text me.
Easier to text you? Okay. Okay, we can send you a text message. And that's only if we need to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you have with us. And then also, give me one second here. I'm just making sure the email. I'm sending you over another email. I did send one over to you a few months ago, but so you have it sitting on top. And this one will fall into your inbox labeled client support.
Okay. And what email address are you sending that to?
I'm sending that over to micchauncey@yahoo.com.
Okay. Yeah, that's my personal.
Would you like us to use a different one for you?
I on the website, you'll see info@legionhomeinspection.com. So that's the one associated with the business. By all means, you can still use Mick Chauncey. That's the one I'm in every day. So that's fine, you know, as far as between you and I. But I just wanted to make sure you knew that.
Yeah, absolutely. If your customers need to get a hold of you via email, that they're going to use the info@legionhomeinspection. But if we need to get a hold of you, we'll use your personal.
That'll work.
Okay, perfect. All righty. Give me a sec here. All righty. And then let me just make sure that it's sent off to you successfully here. Oops. And you're going to notice my number is going to be the one at the very bottom of right below my name, and then client support's number is the one that's located at the very top of the email. And it does show me that it's sent over to you successfully.
You mean I finally get your real phone number?
Absolutely.
Every time you call me, it's a 225 number, so I laugh.
Yeah, you'll be able to
Which
give
my,
me, yeah, they,
the, yeah.
Yeah, that's your zip code, but they give us the local number since we're calling out, we service the whole U.S. and Canada. So when we're calling out outside of the local area that we're in, it'd be a long distance
right.
phone call. So we use a voice over internet protocol system. It's called the VoIPs, and that keeps our
yeah.
phone costs down from, calling
gotcha.
Long distance.
Oh,
alrighty. Yep, absolutely. It's something that we had to set up directly through Google. The owner of the company did, not me. So,
yeah.
And then also, and then I did, and it shows me that the email did send over to successfully, Mickey, but the last
yes.
thing that we need to do in order for us to be able to secure the listing, that would be securing the payment at the discounted rate. In order to secure the, $299 discounted rate, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card or credit card? What works best for the business?
You can just do a credit card. Or a debit card, really.
A debit card. Okay. Now, the debit card, does it read with your name on it and the business name, or does it have just one or the other?
Just my name.
Just your name? Okay. And then the card, it should read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat the numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Give me a second. I need to get my wallet.
Yeah, take your time.
All right, you ready, Tom?
I'm ready whenever you are.
4584532007482076.
And the expiration month and year?
10/24.
And the CVC that's on the back?
937.
937. Okay. Now, we use what we call the VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here. So what that means is the card is coded out. It only shows the last four digits. But before I cut out the card, I just want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I do have a Visa, since it starts with the 4584-5320-0748-2076. And I have 10 of 24 and 937.
That's it.
Okay, and that card, is that connected to the 6630 Legion Road address?
That is it.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
perfect.
It is.
Okay, perfect. And then what I'm going to be going what I'm going to be doing right now is going over a 90-second voice verification. It just goes over the service agreement with our company, Local Splash. And it reads as follows, okay? It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Legion Home Inspection.
Thank you very much, and please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Chauncey, sole proprietor.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive phone calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. But would you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash, specifically?
Yes.
Thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's going to be April 25th, 2022.
Right.
It'll be charged in the very discounted, non-refundable amount of just $299. Now, when the second month term is completed, your agreement would automatically renew the following month, but it would renew in that same discounted amount of $299. That rate will never go up on you. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we would just ask that you would contact client support at least 3 days before the second month billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so that does conclude the voice verification. Mickey, what I'm having my finance team do right now is they are running the 299. As soon as that payment does go through, I will give you the confirmation. You're going to be getting an email sent over to you showing you the invoice. But while I wait for that confirmation, I'm going to set you up for the client interview that we were speaking about. Now, I'm going to have to set that up for tomorrow since we already, we closed about 4 minutes ago, so I don't have another available agent for you to speak with, but I can get you in tomorrow. Right now, I believe it's around 6:04, correct?
Yes.
How does 10 in the morning tomorrow sound for you, your time?
That's fine.
Okay, and then just to kind of give you some clarification, they're going to be contacting you on this number that we're speaking on, 225-397-2887, and to kind of give you the reminder, I'm going to be sending you over a calendar invite, so give me one second while I get that invitation sent over to you, and then, perfect. And then I also want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. Mickey, the payment did go through at $299, and what we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, I'm excited for you.
Sounds
definitely
good.
Be
I look
a profitable
forward.
Service. Well, yeah, last time we spoke was, it was, I believe, the last year around, like, October. So,
bro, I'm going to tell you, you hung in there. I am impressed. I am truly impressed.
Well, like I said, I was willing to work with you, Mickey, and I was willing to wait.
I can be honest with you. I didn't bullshit you any part of the way along the way. Mm-hmm. But if I was in your shoes, I kept thinking, like, how does this dude not think I'm full of shit? Just keep blowing, you know, keep blowing you off and procrastinating. And it just, it's amazing how slow this process was. Especially getting a website, because everybody kept telling me, you gotta have your website within a week or two. And it just, the people I chose to use are just, it's a very slow process with them, but I don't know.
Hey, it turned out to work out well for you. And like I said, we're going to make sure that website gets a lot of exposure. That way you're seeing a return on investment. Cause like I said, Mickey,
looking forward to
at the end of the day. Yeah, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that you're a happy client. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, please feel free to call in to us. You have our contact information. And then also, I need you for another minute or so. I need to provide you with your username. So are you able to pull up your emails or your text messages?
Yes.
Email preferably, actually. You should have one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice that I need you to pull up for me.
Yep. I just put you on speaker. I can hear you better. Sorry about that.
No, it's all right.
See, I got two local splashes and one client support from you.
Two local splashes. Okay. So there's no initial. You don't see local splash initial invoice?
Yes. All right. Got that one.
Okay. So go ahead and click on that one. Go into that one for me. And then you're going to see a fifth line from the top, you see it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so click on that link for me, and what that's going to do is show you a summary of the services that are included within the package. Now, I need you to scroll all the way down for me, and then you're going to see, you see where it says cancellation and refunds at the very bottom of the page?
Yes.
Okay, so right up below that, there's a little box that says that you need to click. It's a little checkbox that says, I certify that I'm the authorized card holder, and all the information is true and accurate, and then you sign your name.
Gotcha.
And then let me know when you confirm your signature, and then it will take you to another page that says Local Splash username and password.
Signature doesn't match. Y'all added an E in my last name.
Oh, I did that. I apologize.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
Yes,
I'm
going to
fix that. I'm going to fix that in the settings right now. And then, but sign it as is right now, Mickey. That way it does accept it. But anything that we need to send you additionally, it's going to have the correct spelling. I'm changing that right now for you.
All right. I just did that. So now it's asking for a username and password.
Okay, now the username and the username is going to be your phone number that we're speaking on as of right now, area code first, 225-397-2887, and the password,
no
that's created
for, nothing.
no dashes or no nothing, just the numbers by itself. And then the password that's created for you tomorrow and given to you at the time of the client interview. Okay, so they're going to be giving you a call tomorrow at 10 a.m. And then, like I said, they're going to provide you that information and also go over everything that we need to in order to get everything going for you. Okay?
Gotcha.
We do ask that you block off an hour window for the whole client interview. It typically doesn't take that long, but we ask that you do block off the whole hour window just in case it does. And then we'll go ahead and take it from there. But like I said, before we disconnect, Michael, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime before my agents give you a call tomorrow?
No, Tyler, I'm good. I appreciate it, bro.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate you giving us the time and the opportunity to earn your business. It was a long time coming, Mickey. So, like I said, just wait for that call tomorrow. And like I said, we'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, Tyler.
All right. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it. Have a good evening.
You too, brother. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.